Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AMA 30 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home today, playing an unusual Saturday matinee game at 1 p.m. So stay tuned after the SoCal Restaurant Show for Angels pregame. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. Do keep up with us on social media or on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And as a matter of fact, if you either look at our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some provocative food imagery from the new Artisan Cafe and Bakery, which, not too surprisingly, is our next subject of conversation. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. A master baker who operates in Orange County, and he has the Crema Cafe in Seal Beach, as well as a big wholesale business, is a very accomplished gentleman by the name of Tarit Tangesiri. I've known him for a number of years. I've always respected the quality of the product that he turns out, and also the way that he conducts business, which I think is equally important in this day and age. Several months back, there were some rumors that were starting to float out there that Tarit was going to be doing a new concept in association with the Seven Leaves Cafe people, who are particularly known for artisan teas and are very popular. And I've been watching as this has all come together. Happily, just recently, what is Artisan has opened in Fountain Valley. I had a chance to go there earlier in the week, have a chance to catch up with Tarit, find out all the goings-on about Artisan, and equally important, being able to sample a number of his menu items, because he actually has a serious executive chef that is at Artisan. And of course, I wanted to bring Tarit back on the show. It's been a while, but we definitely want to tell everybody about Artisan, which is a co-venture between Seven Leaves and Crema Bakery. And it is a pleasure to welcome Tarit Tangesiri back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Tarit, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy, and thanks for having me.
Well, of course, Tarit. Have you gotten much sleep this week, Tarit?
Surprisingly, yes, I do. I'm good.
Tarit, this is good to hear, but it has definitely been a busy week for you, because I believe the official opening of Artisan was last Saturday. Am I right about that?
Yes, that was right. We were open at 10 o'clock a.m. last Saturday, but we've been doing a little bit of a soft opening and doing a little practice for the few weeks before that.
Now, Tarit, unusually, in addition to what you're doing when people come inside the restaurant, you have this nifty drive-through. Tell us a little bit about that, and then, of course, we'll talk about Artisan in total.
Yeah, I think our friend at Seven Leaves and our partner is so in tune with what's going on that they've started doing a lot of their cafes with drive-thrus right even before COVID started. And to me, that was the key that allowed for them to survive and thrive through the whole pandemic. And so with the construction of our new restaurant together, they were adamant that the drive-thru needs to happen. And I totally agree. I've never done a drive-thru before, and really look forward to seeing how that all works out with food integrated into their drink menu. So we'll have a limited amount of food that goes through the drive-thru right now, but we're trying to figure all that out.
But, Tarit, just to further expand on that a little bit, in terms of the drive-thru, all the coffee and espresso products, all the beverages, and all your baked goods are available. Is that pretty well much the basic rundown? And then in terms of the food items, what can travel well and what can be prepared a la minute, that's what's going to be going out.
Exactly. So we have some savory items, like our signature ham and brie, and a couple of quiches and things like that that can be done, can go out through the drive-thru. And most of our pastries are on on the menu. It's nice that the menu, we can turn items on whenever we feel like it. And Seven Leaves has a really great following on their Seven Leaves app that people could, our clients, customers, could have access to up-to-the-minute items, what's available for a drive-through, what's available for a pickup, and order ahead, and so on. It's a wonderful platform that they have.
Tarit, definitely state of the art. Now, Tarit, for our Los Angeles County listeners that might not be familiar with Seven Leaves, which is quite an institution in Orange County, give us a little bit of an overview of them, because they're obviously an important component in Artisan.
Yes, Seven Leaves started out, I think, about 10, I hope I'm right with this, but about 10 to 12 years ago, with a family in Westminster. They are the most kind, the most straight, full of integrity people that I've never really met, and wanted to do business with until I met his family, with Sunny, Kwong, Vin, and their in-laws, Mai and Danny. It makes up, I don't know, it counts as six, but I know that there's a seventh person that I'm not sure who the seventh police is, but they've built up a solid concept of doing things even before we call our new name Artisan. They were brewing their cheese in artisan style, which means that they're boiling water, they're taking cheese, there's no such thing as powder, anything in their business. I respect how they do things a lot. They're actually growing into LA area. I believe they have about four or five locations in the LA County now. So look out for them. If you go on to 70s app, anyone who wants to see where they are. They're expanding quickly, so I think there's about at least three or four more locations that are going to be open within this year. That is just Seven Leaves, not Artisan. So Artisan is just a one-off thing that we're doing at the moment.
Right, we understand that. Tarit, let's talk a little bit about, in terms of Seven Leaves, some of their more popular beverages, just to kind of complete the picture. When I visited you earlier in the week, I had a chance to sample a couple of these. Can you give us a little bit more of a description of the Sea Cream Jasmine Tea?
Well, I think they have a sea cream that's a whipped cream with some... I wish I knew how it was made, but it's just... slightly bit of a salty savory on top of either jasmine tea, or they put it on their house coffees and stuff like that. It's just such a funny combination that just works so well. I mean, what did you think about it when you had it?
Tarit, the way I would put it is cool and refreshing, but I enjoyed the combination. I enjoyed the combination of flavors.
Yeah, I think, besides the coffee and tea, they do some really cool fruit drinks. One of my favorites now is a passion fruit, a sunset passion fruit, and there's a strawberry hibiscus. Those are all caffeine-free and super refreshing. And everything, again, is made with fresh fruit products, not powder. And I just love it. There's some of you... combination of things that kind of awesome ending that they're willing to do, and hopefully people have to find out what those are. They're just amazing.
Well, I really enjoyed the Sunset Passion because a lot of flavored teas, Tarit, don't have a lot of body to them. And, the Sunset Passion, I mean, you know you're really drinking something. And it's just not like an afterthought. So, again, the combination of ingredients. And passion fruit sometimes can be a little tricky to use as a flavoring. Too much is overpowering. Too little, you don't really get the sense of the passion fruit. So obviously that's one that has been definitely perfected, and I would certainly recommend that too, possibly as an introduction to, you know, what the Seven Leaves product is. Tarit, before we actually talk about some of your baked goods and some of the savory items, walk us through a little bit about what the guest experience is when you come through the doors at Artisan. How does it all work? How does the guest engage their menu? What do they see? What is the interior look of Artisan? Because there's a lot of thought and work that's gone into this.
I hope I could do it justice. You know, it's our space is roughly 3,000 square foot. It's on a corner of Garfield and Brookhurst. And it's just built up from the ground, so we had an opportunity to build something that's kind of a French cafe feeling inside, but kind of an older, not a, like we have bookshelves and, you know, like a library almost kind of a feel to it. And it's a long space. You come in on the left side of the building, or you can say the front left side of the building. You're right at the counter where you can see all the pastries and desserts, bread, and you know, we have a nice digital menu that kind of shows you what we have, and as far as breakfast items, lunch items, coffees and teas, and so on. And it's a quick service, so you order up front and take your number, and we have runners running out to you. It's becoming a pretty popular spot, so I'm really excited.
Well, and when I was with you earlier in the week, Tarit, I was really impressed how smoothly everything was running and how quickly things came out of the kitchen, because you were fairly busy when I was there. It was late morning, order time, order follow through for the savory items, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break. You know, things were moving right along, and also we want to talk about your chef. Tarit, we're going to take a short pause here. We need to take our top of the hour break. We're going to come back and pick this up. We are talking with Tarit Tangissiri, who is the chief executive baker for the new Artisan Cafe concept that is in Fountain Valley. Really a great addition to the neighborhood. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side of the break. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.